Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Sanders over on the other side of the glass, making sure that everything falls together nicely. So we appreciate his help and hard work. And tomorrow morning, Ali Stevens will be at the anchor desk here. So I get to take a day off, and so we thank her in advance for coming in. On the news line with us now, Pam Ross is back, Executive Director of the Snyder County Libraries, a nonprofit organization that has just been thriving and busier than ever and changing and evolving and making sure that they keep up with the pandemic for the past couple of years. Good morning, Pam. Thanks for checking in today.
Good morning, Mark.
Let me, is it feasible to just get an initial state of the libraries? You got four libraries in Snyder County. The Gelnet Library is one of them. What is it, Beavertown, Middleburg?
McClure and Middleburg.
McClure, okay.
Yes.
I haven't been to McClure in a couple of weeks, so I got to get back out there. Some good food out there. Okay, so the thriving during the pandemic, sort of explain the state of the libraries now.
Well, we've evolved quite a bit. We're, of course, still having people come into all the libraries to do all the traditional, you know, checking out books and DVDs and all of that. But we're also moving into other programs. For instance, we've just started 1,000 books before kindergarten to get families to read to their children before school, before they begin school. We have an $80,000 grant that we are just receiving equipment for, where we're checking out tablets and hotspots and eventually Chromebooks to anybody in need.
And that is trying to make sure that everybody's got high-speed internet no matter where they are?
Exactly, yeah. And we actually just started this last week. The first equipment came in, which was the tablets and the hotspots. And so I've already circulated one tablet and four hotspots already in just about 2 days' worth of work. So we're very excited about this.
Well, people may wonder, well, what's the library's interest in distributing the internet? Don't you just have books with a lot of pages and you distribute those books?
Well, we do that, but we can do other things too. And so libraries are just, you know, the government it's governmental funding for schools and libraries. And they know that libraries can reach out to people all over the place, and we have the mechanisms in place already to be able to circulate the items. So it's an ideal fit.
Well, I do remember last year at this time, we talked about you, and sometimes literally you, taking libraries to people, dropping off books or resources for people to utilize. Are you keeping that program going?
We sure are. And in fact, we've even expanded it. For instance, now we deliver at least a couple times a week to Grayson View and outside of Salem's Grove, and there's a woman on staff there who works with all the people who live there to help them put their books on hold that they're interested in, and she knows what all of them like to read, and they put all the books on hold, and then we drop them off, and then she returns them to us. It's a marvelous program.
Yeah.
A lot of the people who are Grayson View were our patrons in the past, and they're big readers.
Well, yeah, and people really want to limit their circulation. If they want to be sort of hyper-vigilant, they really limit their circulation as much as possible, and then from there try to make sure that they, you know, can continue their continuing education, lifelong learning, as you guys always call it. Okay, so SnyderCountyLibraries.org, the clearinghouse to get lots of information on all of the libraries and the things that you do. But best enjoyed in person at the library these days is the Tree Fest of children's
books.
So give us a full introduction to that if folks forget really just how magical that is.
It's an absolutely wonderful event. It's sponsored by both the Friends of the Library and the library. And we've got volunteer decorators who have decorated, 16 trees and 3 wreaths, each tied to a children's book. And in many, many cases, it was children actually who decorated the trees. Not always. But we've got several school groups involved or daycares involved, and the people pick out their book and then work to decorate the tree and then bring them in and set them up in the library. The trees are actually going to be up until January 4th. We wanted to make sure people have plenty of time to see them. And again, this year, the people who've decorated have recorded their books. And new this year, when you come in and look at the trees, there's a QR code on a sheet of paper. And if you use your cell phone and you open up that QR code, you'll see somebody reading the book associated with a tree. And that was something we started last year when we were, you know, primarily virtual. And people just loved being able to hear the books and see the books. So we've continued that this year. And it's just a magical time. It is a fundraiser. People buy tickets in order to vote for their favorite tree. But more than anything, it's a gift to the community. And it's wonderful.
Yeah, honestly, I sincerely agree. Of course, we've done a couple of interviews over the past two decades or so, and I've been to probably about a half a dozen of them. It's always a big night when the Tree Fest of Children's Books opens up, and so everybody gets to see it. But if there's one thing that I'm always left with each year, it's how much broad appeal. You do not have to have children. You do not even have to be a significant reader of any adult or child's book. It's just plain enchanting for everybody.
Absolutely.
Well, and so maybe convey that to our audience with a greater detail, the idea that it's sort of like suspending disbelief for a short time, kind of like going to a movie or something, or getting into a good book when you see these trees.
And you know, it's funny that you say that, because the tree that won is Oh, the Places That You'll Go by Dr. Seuss. And that one is not suspending belief, because it's from the Seals Den in Seals Grove, and each student in it wrote what they would like to do when they get a job, you know, working at Burger King or this or that. And it is magical, because it shows these disabled students and what they would like to do with their lives. And this tree deserved to win. Not only are the decorations beautiful, but they decorated all around the tree. So, for instance, around the tree is sort of a circle that changes colors where each student's name is written. And it just draws you in. And you can imagine these students. You may not know them, but you can still imagine, you know, maybe they're 15 years old now, what they'd like to do when they're 25. And so it's not the Christmas spirit, it's a life spirit. And so that one really, to me, is very magical. There's others that are, you know, much more Christmas. Christmas Cookie Sprinkle Snitcher, which is Mr. Shea's fourth grade class in Seals Grove. Which, you know, you look at it and you see Christmas cookies, and so it brings you back to your childhood when you had Christmas cookies. Another one is the second place winner, which was the Seals Grove High School World Language Honor Societies, which has decorations that the students made from all around the world. And so these trees take you to all different places. And I love watching little children look at them, because they will study them. You know, there's so much handicrafted work on these trees. And little kids will get so excited, and their parents or grandparents will give them tickets, and they'll run around trying to decide which their favorites are. And it's hard, especially if they were involved in the creation of one of the trees. Then they want to put all their tickets, you know, for their tree. But their family members are always like, "No, look at all the trees." And it's just, it's very, very cute.
All right, so this is the tree. Oops, please, go ahead. Another sentence.
And
go.
It's so wonderful this year. We've got classrooms back, and we're so happy for that. We have both Midwest and Seals Grove classes back, and that's just wonderful for us, because last year we didn't have any classrooms.
Wow,
and
yeah,
this year we do, and we have new classrooms.
Well, we love watching the kids look at the books. I mean, it's funny, because they'll go to the first tree, and sometimes they'll spend 45 minutes there, and then they're like, "Oh my gosh, we have to move on." You know, they kind of get stuck reading and sucked into one tree. So maybe they can spend a lot of evenings there, afternoons after school, and enjoy all of this. Okay, well, so that's Tree Fest of Children's Books. Give us the logistics of that, so folks know what it entails if they wish to go see it.
Sure. All they have to do is walk in the Gelnut Library in Seals Grove whenever it's open, and we're open Monday to Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday and Saturdays, 9 to 5. Browsing is free. They're welcome to just look at the trees. If they wish to buy tickets in order to vote, they're available at the circulation desk. If they want to hear the books, they can use the QR codes of their phone, and if they don't know how to do that, we'll show them, or they can also see them on our website, though honestly it is easier with your phone just to take a picture at each tree to get to the correct tree. And that's it. I do want to mention, if any groups want to come, please let us know. Call the circulation desk, send us an email. We are setting up times for groups to come, especially. We have a school teacher who is working on a scavenger hunt for her students that she has said she'll be willing, would love to share. So that if you, you know, are the Girl Scouts or something and would like to do a scavenger hunt, we should have that available for you.
All right. Well, fabulous. I just think there's so much going on over there. And that is, of course, I talk to my mother's good neighbor, Bob Bertram, from time to time. He's on the library board, correct? Still on the board?
Well, not only that, it is his birthday. He is our board president.
Oh, is he? Oh, holy smokes. Well, good for him. Well, he's a good egg, so he's a big help. So we'll give him a little shout-out there. And we know that you still have all the other things, the Power Library and audio books and books for the Kindle. And I know one individual that's been doing some genealogy studying there. So, you know, all of the good things that involve all of the libraries are still there. Plus, of course, Tree Fest kind of sums it up as really the culmination of a year of celebration. Pam, we'll give you the last word. Anything to add to our conversation?
I think the most important one is please come and visit the trees. It's a joy to behold, and they'll be gone on January 4th.
All right.
On January 4th is when we will announce the winner of the popular vote.
Ah, okay. So that's where it is, the fundraising, and that's where that ties in. January 4th. So get over there before January 4th. Well, I'll be in Selinsgrove over a number of days before then, so I'll get over there, and we'll kind of give a little push on social media on WKOK's Facebook page, and we'll see if we can add this. And one of our good listeners sent us a note, says, we need more people for our book club. So one of your good patrons says they want to, I guess, they good book discussions.
Which book club is that?
Well, one of the book clubs at Gelnet, I guess, as she's a member of. So do you have any book club or book discussions at the library?
We do. We have one that is once a month in the morning. That's the daytime book club, and that's in Selinsgrove. It's a very active book club. And then we also have one that meets in Middleburg once a month in the evenings.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not sure what she means, but I'll reply, and we'll know more soon, I suppose.
Yes, because they're both doing very well. I mean, they've got good attendance, but there's always room for more.
Right. I think that might be her point. Okay. Listen,
thank
you so much. Enough said. Pam, good luck, and I'll see you in the weeks ahead. I'll be up there, and we'll give this another little bit of push on our Facebook page.
I look forward to it.
Thank you. That is Pam Ross, Executive Director of Snyder County Libraries, talking about the many things the Snyder County Libraries do. And I'm always reminded, McClure, Middleburg, Beavertown, and, of course, Rudy Gelnet is the headquarters in downtown. And you can get more information about all of this, plus Tree Fest of Children's Books at snydercountylibraries.org.